for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe au lait, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning.
Serious.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Chadline. Praise God. Praise God. This is the day of Jesus. Now, I imagine it's hard to tell. Some of you on lockdown shut-in, like we are here in Georgia. But how many of you know God is in shut-in lockdown with us and out there in the atmosphere as well? But that's okay. I'm going to pray in a minute. Lord, I thank you for giving me this knowledge and understanding this morning. You know, we can pray and we can ask God for things for a long time as we're battling, but sometimes God will not, even although it'll be right in your face, God will not reveal the answer that you're looking for until you battle and win and overcome whatever the spirits are that are standing in your way or blocking you from having that knowledge. So we thank God that we are overcomers. And this morning, all kind of new stuff is happening. So you got to be patient with me because I'm somewhere in God I ain't never been before. So not having ever been there before, that means that there are obstacles that I have to overcome. But in reality, they're answers to prayer. This morning, I have an answer to a prayer that I asked God about it some years ago. But, well, let me give you the scripture God gave me. God gave me this scripture, and I didn't know. God gave me 1 Chronicles 28:19. And then he said, favor. I said, okay. And I said, from 1 Chronicles to myself, you know. I said, from 1 Chronicles. So I need a couple people to post that over there on Spreaker. Good morning, Spreaker. I didn't get that fixed until sometime in the afternoon, but I got it fixed in Jesus' name. The Holy Spirit showed me. And that's what he has to do. He has to show us. Because once he shows us, we have victory over that if it ever happens again. And that's how deliverance works too. I need about 6 people to post 1 Chronicles 28:19. first time that God has ever given me a message for a people to free, that would bring freedom to a people, not just a person. And I want you to know, of this people group, God is very concerned for you. And he allowed some individuals to overcome so that he could begin the process of setting this people group free. So, yeah, let's go here and let's look. You got it up? This was David. This is what God gave to David. And God gave understanding in writing to David, but he gave the work to Solomon. Okay. David said, "All this," said David, "the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me, even all the works of this pattern." So that's how this started out this morning. I mean, yesterday. After I had labored and got the speaker free, I hope you can understand what I'm getting ready to say. But God gave me this for a specific job he was going to give me this morning, that I had to write this down. And this is the part, this is the part I want to emphasize to you. I need at least 7 people to write this in the chat room. He gave me understanding in all the details of the plan. Amen. He gave me understanding in all the details of the plan. Now, this is straight out of God's Holy Bible. All this, David said, I have in writing from the hand of the Lord upon me, and he gave me understanding in all the details of the plan. 1 Chronicles 28:19. So then the Lord said, I have something I need you to do for me. And sometimes it's rare that God will give you a choice. It's rare. I'm telling you, it's rare. But then he came back and he gave me Isaiah 61. So I thought he was telling me that when he gave me that Chronicles, I thought that. And then he came back with Isaiah 61. Post that, please. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Now, you got to stick with me. If you try to get ahead of me, you're going to miss this. But understand something. You can claim this morning, but God gave me, listen to me, this, he said, said, I want you to break all the demonic covenants. He said, I want you to rebuke sin, sickness, disease, and infirmity spirits. Okay? Then I saw this dragon. And the dragon, well, was kind of like blocking the people. I saw this old people group. But you know what? In front of the people group was a woman. A woman was in front of the people group. So I said, okay. This is what he said. He said, this dragon and this woman represented the power of the matriarch over Mexico. This morning, God is going to, with this prayer this morning, it is specifically for people of Mexican descent. Now, it could be because, I don't know, it could be because, well, God loves Mexican people and ain't nobody really told them lately. But God said that he's destroying the covenant of the dragon and the patron that was established through matriarchy. So I've got to get a Mexican person on the blog talk with me this morning, because God is about to extend supernatural favor to the people of Mexican descent. The Holy Spirit said so. And he wants to destroy the power of that matriarchal dragon and put men in their rightful place in of Mexican descent. Excuse me. The Spirit of God is heavy on me about this morning. Are you hearing me? I need a man. Remember that time? Great. Remember that time I told you God sent an African to South Carolina? Well, I said, God, I said, you know, this is kind of strange. He said, this power had been established by a Jezebelic rulership of this matriarchal demon that had subjugated the Indians and took freedom away from the man and set herself up as a sovereign, as a god. So God said, I want that destroyed this morning. He said, I want that covenant broken, but I need a Mexican man to pray with you this morning. He's going to destroy the power of this dragon covenant and this patron. The patron is a demonic patron that this people group have over them. And he said he's going to raise up a remnant over all the earth that when we do this morning. But he's choosing, I guess he chose me because I asked him, and I've been praying for Mexican people a lot. So this morning, we're going to break the power of that dragon, that matriarchal dragon, and we're going to see God do godly ways it has nothing to do with, I don't know, brothers and sisters. We're going to break all the demonic covenants. We're going to rebuke sin, sickness, disease, and infirmity spirits. We're going to break this curse of the dragon. And we're going to break this power of the matriarch over Mexico. That's all I know. That's all God told me. That has them under subjugation. And he said he's going to destroy this covenant, and it has to be through a Mexican man. But he also told me that he's raising up a remnant all over the earth. Right now, an army of deep intercession. But he's doing it through a people of divine choice. He's destroying those dragons that have set themselves up over nations and through territorial warfare. He says that the Mexican people are a people of divine choice. Just like he chose David, he chose them. So that's what we're going to do this morning. But I need, I got some more notes over here. He even gave me something out of Obadiah 1:15 through 18. Well, Obadiah 1:15 through 21. The Lord said, deliverers will go up on Mount Zion to govern the mountains of Esau, and the kingdom will be the Lord's. Here's a move of salvation about to take place in Mexico. And maybe that's why this church is right here too, because on the right of me is one way, on the left of me is all Spanish-speaking Mexican. And this is where he put me, like right in the middle. I love him. I love the way he does things. And once he does this, and see, this goes back to me being a missionary in Central America. If you're in any part of Central America, then I need you to be in agreement with me for your nation and for Central America. Isn't that something? We in America with a virus, and God gives me Mexico to pray for. I mean, I can't understand that. I don't try to either. I don't even try to. So I'm going over here to the Blog Talk. If you're on Spreaker, give me the last four of your phone number. If you, I need, on this one, I need a 100% pure Mexican as the lead in the prayer. But if you have Mexican blood and you're a man, call in and be in agreement. I love Jesus. I just love him. Ain't that something? He said it's going to be deliverance. And this is for Lord up here in Dalton. I'm going to stand in the gap for all the Mexican people here in the name of Jesus. But that dragon is coming down, and those patrons, you have family patrons, and you have regional patrons, and you have national patrons. You know what I'm talking about. And you have them patron saints. By the way, there's a patron saint named Corona. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Pastor Michael sent me that. And so maybe he sent me about the patron saint named Corona. Ain't that something? So this morning, God is going to do a move. There's going to be a move that takes place in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So I'm going over. God has his own way of doing things. I went to sleep with my mind free, clear. I just prayed. All I prayed for was favor. I was thinking about favor, so I prayed for favor. That's all I prayed for. That's all I prayed for. And God takes me into this whole thing about a dragon in Mexico and what he wants done this morning in the name of Jesus. I just find it amazing. Okay. Okay. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm going over to the blog talk now. See why the devil was crazy yesterday? Let me tell you something. Every time you defeat that devil, in one way, God's going to bless you in the ways that you cannot. I agree. I saw a dragon this morning in a glance. I asked the Lord, why did I see a dragon? Now you know why. We're in one accord. You're in one accord with this tan line. And now God needs us. Okay. You know what? It is so wonderful to be around these anointed men and women of God, gifted, and see these gifts coming out. It's two people. Two people. We're on one accord. This is what happens when you get on one accord, brothers and sisters. When you get on one accord, then God can use you. Well, he uses you anyway, but here it is now. We're going to break a demon over a nation. Who would have thought us? Who would have thought me? You probably knew it already. I didn't. But I just know you just keep on praying. That's all I know. You just keep on praying. Or God say you just keep on doing the work. He said, you do the work and let me handle the payment for the work. This is the payment. This is the fruit of the work. Let's see. And we're going to destroy the works in some of them. We're going to do it. We'll do it. I'm just opening up. 0300. Mr. Alberto, are you here? Good morning.
Good morning.
I need you to pray with me this morning, all right?
Yes.
All right. And I see Mr. Alberto. Are you 100% pure Mexican?
I think my dad's side was from Spain. And
but how
father is from Mexico.
From where?
Father is from Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, if I can get a couple more people, we're going to we're going to break this. But do you remember, did you all have a patron saint or something? Yeah.
La Virgen de Guadalupe.
Okay, hold on. And remember that little gold thing? The little gold statue? We're going to break that this morning.
Yes.
We're going to break that. After all this. I can't hear you.
La Virgen de San Juan. Oh, man, we got a lot of those idols where they stick together to pray for.
Right. That's the stuff we got to break this morning.
Okay.
All right, let's see here. Yes. Four oh five nine.
Yes.
Who is this, please?
This is Armando.
Good morning, brother.
Good morning, Sister Erica.
I need you to pray with me this morning. Okay?
Okay.
How much Mexican in your lineage? In your bloodline?
Both my parents are from Mexico, but my understanding is we're of French origin.
Okay. And I'm going to 3991 as soon as I can get there. And we're going, here it is right here. 3991, I got you open. Your mic
good morning,
is
sister.
Good morning. And how much? bless you. Banner rebuke that. Banner rebuke it. Enemy don't want you to pray. That's all. We rebuke you, Satan.
That's right. In Jesus' name, we rebuke any illness or sickness. In your mighty name, Jesus.
See, that's what the Lord said. We got to come against sin, disease, sickness, and infirmity. We have to break those curses. Now, I saw somebody else on the speaker. And your your number was 5901. I don't know who you are. So I don't know if I can open this mic up to you because I have no knowledge. I've never even seen you on here before. So I don't want to be rude. I don't want you to think, but you can't just come on the chat line and not be delivered. So if I offend you, I'm sorry. I just can't do it. I would hope you would stay on here, and if you're praying in agreement with us about this mission, but if you're not praying in agreement with us, I break the power of Satan in the name of Jesus. I break the power of Satan anyway this morning.
Yes.
Off anybody in this mind. Get out. Get out. And don't be worried about getting delivered because 8458, I see you on here twice. 8459 would be on the blog talk. I'm gonna open this up and I'm gonna ask you to tell me who you are and tell me I don't know. I'm sorry, I just can't do it. It's not that you probably got more Holy Ghost than me. It's just that I don't know. Sorry. And God told me about unearned trust. I can't just trust everybody like I used to. I just can't do that. So if I offend you, I apologize, but I don't know who you are. Meaning I don't know you. The Bible says, know no man by the flesh. Know each man by the spirit. I don't know you that way. Yet. And this mission is too big for me to allow it to be baptized. So I bind and rebuke and destroy all spirits of sabotage this morning. Sabotage, the Lord God rebuke you. Go! Get out right now. All spirits of sabotage. Go! I break your power in the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out. Go. 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 Go in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you said you gave me understanding. And get out. Go. Go. Get out. Just cough it on up. Don't be shamed. Get out. Go. Go. Get out in the name of Jesus. Go. In the name of Jesus, I break all demonic covenants with all patrons of Mexico, Central America, Latin America, and Catholicism that are holding on to keeping the people back. I break every demonic covenant. No! I destroy the power of every altar. Go! Every hidden covenant in the name of Jesus. Go! Go! The people of Mexico, I command that dragon in the name of Jesus. I cut off all your heads. I cut off your first head over government. I cut off your second head over religion. I cut off the third head over sickness, disease. Go! I cut off your head of pride. Go! Get out! Get out! Get out! Go! Go! I break off your head of reoccurring sickness. Go! I break off your head of reoccurring disease. Go! Go! Get out! Get out! I break off all the power contained in those patrons and worship of those patrons that are keeping the people in poverty. Go in the name of Jesus. Get out. All infirmity, inherited bloodline diseases. Go in the name of Jesus. Go. I destroy the power of the matriarch demon Jezebel trying to castrate the man. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. I use all infirmity spirit manifesting and operating through familiar spirit over the people group. Mexican, Spanish, go in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. I break and destroy our bloodline, demonic rituals, bell, go, the Mexican people in the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out.
Get out.
I destroy a spirit called the abominable woman, positioned between the dragon and the people of Mexico. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out. I thank you, Father God. I thank you. I thank you in the name of Jesus. I thank you in the name of Jesus and break the power of all those dominating and subjugating spirits over the indigenous and the Indians in Mexico. Go in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Go.
Wait a minute.
I
Jesus.
I break your power in the name of Jesus. I'm destroying this covenant. Lord God, you said destroy this covenant through Mexican men. Mexican men are on this line in agreement, oh God. Now, we destroy that covenant. We destroy that covenant. It's a different covenant.
Get out.
Go!
En nombre de Jesús,
go! Get out.
Get out.
Get out.
In Jesus' mighty name.
En el nombre de Jesús, fuera.
Loose God's people.
Yes.
From every lie, Lord God, spoken over them. Go! Every lie, Lord God. Priority. Go in the name of Jesus. Brought about by the dragon. We command the dragon. We cut off your feet. We cut off your head in the name of Jesus. Go! We strip the power from the false patron God right now. Go! Go!
What a name.
Jesus. Glory to you.
Remember.
Unloose your angels. In the heavenlies over. Every ounce of Mexican blood in the world right now. Unloose your favor. Your favor. Your favor. To the Mexican people. Lord God, equip them and call them in this great army. Let them hear your voice. Manifest yourself to them. A free people. A favored people. A blessed people. Lord God, bring out their hidden virtues. That all the world might see. That these people are people of your choosing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, according to your word this morning, that scripture you gave me, you said, I have in writing from the hand of the Lord upon me, and he gave me understanding in all the details of the plan. Release your plan to the people of Mexico, to the president, to the government, to the people, and to the men, that they will have true leadership. I break all the demonic covenants of sickness and disease and infirmity placed on the nation and the people group Mexican. And I loose this morning the favor of God upon them. The favor of God. And Lord God, I thank you that you're going to show yourself strong. And I thank you that the dragon is under subjection. Heads destroyed, all of them. Patron saints under subjection. To you, God. To you. Lord God, let the people of Mexico will know that they are a people of divine choice, just like you chose David. And I thank you for it this morning, that the day of the Lord is near for all nations.
Yes.
You said, but on Mount Zion will be deliverance. You said it will be holy. and that people would possess its inheritance. You say the house of Jacob will be a fire, and the house of Jacob a flame.
Yes, Lord.
The house of Joseph a flame. The house of Jacob a fire. Said in Obadiah, the Lord has spoken. Deliverers will go up on Mount Zion, and the kingdom will be the Lord. We speak these words, Lord God, into the hearts of all Mexican people and those with Mexican blood.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brother Arnaldo, I need you to speak.
Yes.
Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 and 21 in Spanish.
Can someone post it in the speaker?
Yet I need you to post Revelation 3, 20 and 21 in the chat room in Spanish.
Revelation 3,
20 and 21. 3:20 and 21.
Y aquí yo estoy a la puerta y llamo a algunos. Oye mi voz y abre la puerta. Entraré a él y cenaré con él y él conmigo. 21. Al que venceré le daré que se siente conmigo en mi trono. Así como yo fui vencido y me he sentado con mi Padre en mi trono. Amén.
Amén. Now I need you to read Revelation 2 and 7. Juliet, I need you to quote Revelation chapter 2, verse 7 in Spanish.
El que tiene oído, oiga lo que el Espíritu dice a las iglesias. Al que venceré, le daré a comer del árbol de la vida, el cual está en medio del paraíso de Dios. Amén.
Father God, I speak this word in the name of Jesus according to your direction and according to your instructions. Intercession. And territorial warfare will give birth to a revival in Mexico, the likes
Amen.
Of which has never been seen on the earth. Many will go out and win perhaps millions of souls. Others will found churches so large that they won't even fit into stadiums in Mexico. And I thank you. You said those who will really have the destiny of the nation in their hands are the ones who will enter the heart of God and will draw the plans and designs from his secret chambers. God said a battle is not an end in of itself, but it is the door that is unloosing the rivers of life from God's throne. It is what will break the structures and spears of captivity so that the evangelist can win the soul. The battles are an extension of God's hand to release his dominion on the earth. Now, I need you to just pray in the spirit. Father God, I bow my knees this morning. We come to you in one heart and one spirit this morning. And we pray that the spirit of revelation and the knowledge of God is coming upon the Mexican people. We pray that the prophetic mantle and the mantle of spiritual warfare is descending upon the Mexican people, and that a new dimension of death will be released to this people group. And above all, that fellowship with God and the ability to hear and obey his instructions with all clarity would flow through the airways.
In Jesus' name.
Through your own Holy Spirit. We thank you right now that every hidden altar has been destroyed by the fire of God. Every hidden demonic covenant that the power has been stripped from the dragon, and that those demonic covenants are broken all the way back to the Tower of Babel and all the way back to Adam.
Yes, Lord, in Jesus' name.
We give you the praise for it. We give you the glory for it. We give you the honor.
Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus. Glory be to you, Lord. Thank you. Glory, glory, glory to you, Lord.
We thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And I see, Brother Robert, but what is the equivalent of this vision and revelation and deliverance for the people in my region? Only you can show us that, God. But I followed your instructions this morning. I followed them to the letter. And I thank you that you always reveal to heal. And I thank
Lord.
You. That you said your people would be free.
In
and I thank
name.
You.
And yes,
I thank
Lord.
You.
Thank
and
you,
I want
Lord
you to know something else, headline this morning. I didn't call that demon's name out, but the demon, I just came against it, is the demon over brothels in Mexico. It's the demon. Sisters, over whoredom. It's the demon over incubus and succubus in Mexico. That demon came down this morning. Not according to the will of a human being, but according to the will of our God, who loves his people. Period. Period.
Thank you, Lord.
Period.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Period.
Thank you, Lord.
God, loose the favor. Loose your favor. And anoint everyone under the sound of my voice to be
in
a carrier of this anointing. To be a carrier of this anointing. To a manifestation of your glory.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Setting the captives free.
In Jesus' name, with the blood of Jesus.
And we thank you, Lord.
For praise and glory.
We thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We thank you this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you that the little Mexican baby coming out the womb right now are blessed with this anointing.
Amen.
They blessed with this anointing. Because
yes,
they were born in such a time as this.
In Jesus.
We break the power of all familiar spirits of evil. All familiar spirits of poverty and lack. We bind you.
Yes. In Jesus. In Jesus' name.
The seed and the root. The seed and the root. Up and out. The seed and the root. Go. Seed and the root. Every inherited spirit. Go. Get out. Go. This is nothing new. Whenever God brings sovereign deliverance like this, somebody's going to get delivered. You can ask Jose about it. It happened to him and his deliverance.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get out. The seed and the root.
Get out.
The seed and the root. The seed and the root. Go. I'm calling you to judgment.
Jesus,
God of judgment.
Nothing out.
God has called you to judgment. God of judgment. Bound and in chains. Until the day of judgment. By our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Get out.
Yeah.
Out.
Oh. Thank you, Lord.
Blow your nose. Oh. Blow your nose. Blow your nose. Blow your nose. Get on out. All the way out. Brothers and sisters, all you need is faith enough to believe what you're seeing and what you're hearing. Faith enough. Faith. Faith enough. want you to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for using me this morning. Gentlemen.
Gracias, Señor, por usarme hoy. Gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Gracias, Señor Jesús.
Done through your inner man.